刚刚那个关于行政有没有问题？如果没有行政没有问题，我们就换下一个那个下一组。如果有的话，如果没有的话，哈，有没有
？Any questions concerning the administration, Department of Administration?
那没有，我们就那个文宣组。
Okay.
文宣，抱歉，对不起，刚因为刚刚下课一直讲话，他上一个地方去，等一下马上来。
孟炳龙，
他才来了。文宣本来是那个。希腊执事。
The Department of LM is supposed to be headed by Deacon Silas Chen.
但是都是大家互相帮忙了，因为他没有去过。
Because he has not been, but he has never been to Africa, so we have one another.
那这部分呢，我们要请那个陈天球传道来讲。
So for this part, I'll invite Preacher TK to give a brief report.
我们这个就是 AMC 我们的 member 哈。你问哪一个人，他们所讲的会都一样。
So regardless who we ask under AMC, their answer should be identical.
这是事实。比如说，你的 strategy 也是一样。
For example, the strategy should be the same.
那怎么去做？因为我们每年开两次会，都是在讨论这，刚开始也是很不习惯的。
Because every year we have two meetings and we all discuss the same thing. But in the beginning, I'm not very accustomed to this.
但是。感谢神，到现在我没有这种自信了，就是每一个人出来都可以讲一样的话。
你有还是没有？你有，没有？你现在有？
有了。
Now I have the self confidence that you know everyone will say sing from the same hymn sheet.
感谢神，他怎么没来？
每个人都念
不可以啊，我可以讲，我是讲真的是可以讲的，因为我们都是我们的工作是这个 T 是做完这个做个之后，其实我们每个人都可以来讲的，他也可以讲，他也去过，问他是事实。
We'll give the same answer because every time after the trip, we'll give the report and we all discuss the same thing.
比如说他也可以，他去过，他也可以讲说。在东非哪些语言怎么做啊？没问题，我是讲事实啊。但是总是有人报告嘛，对不对
？We need someone to report anyway.
来，那个请那个宣纸，那我们请宣传到，大家叫讲什么？
就是文宣啊，也是你替那个，应该是也是临时三秒钟之内的。感谢神了，这个才是你的感动。这个麦克，
开始了，
还没开始哦。Spring silence。Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we're going to just a very brief report about the literary ministry work in Africa.As you know, you can imagine English is the most important one, of course, there, at least for the time being. I think God has wonderfully prepared, you know, His ways for us to preach the word of God throughout the whole world in the end time. Suppose the United Kingdom did not colonize many countries in Africa. I think for us today to preach, I think it would be very difficult. You have to learn a lot of local languages and might be more difficult.So English has been a universal language throughout the whole, well, at least up to now, you know, a world language, if you like. And therefore, it's very handy for people who have a good command of English. And therefore, that is very important. So even though you do not know how to speak the local languages, you and I can do the same work, which is demanded by the Lord Jesus. Now, as far as the literary ministry is concerned in Africa, definitely...Again, we have diverse, you know, languages, if you like, or dialects as well. Within a country, you have many languages, and then if you go to the villages, and you'll find a lot of different dialects as well. For example, West Africa, Ghana, most of our members, apart from English, apart from speaking in English, using English as their medium of communication, and Chui and Avi, you know, very important languages or dialects in the country. And in the east, Kenya, for example, plus other neighboring countries, Kiswahili is very important. If you know Kiswahili, which we do in this country, you know, many schools have Kiswahili language, you know, starting from young, or even in the secondary school. If you know that, then of course it's again a very powerful tool to preach the word of God in East Africa. Now, for the past many years, I can tell you, brothers and sisters, we have been trying to do some work, literal ministry, many years now. But it's not easy, because first of all, we have no specific people who can actually go there and do the work. If you want to translate an article from English to Kiswahili, then you should be able to command both languages well. Otherwise, it's impossible, isn't it? So we have to rely on the local people to do this. And this is being done, as I'm sure Michael should know. This has been done. And we also have translated articles, especially the articles regarding the basic beliefs in local dialects. But now it's only waiting to be published in one or two countries. But before that is done, of course, more work has got to be put into it. So I think what you can do, I think because the focus is of dear brothers and sisters here who have come here, what you can do for AMC is the question I want to ask. What can you do? You don't have to just, of course, I mean, if you're not going to go to Africa in the very immediate future, you can still do some literal work. Literal ministry work can be done even now. You can write articles regarding what you have learned, for example, you know, through this course. This is already a starting point. As Brother Michael Young said, you know, if we can send these articles to the IMP, and that would be very useful. It will publish throughout the whole world, and people will take time and care, more concern to do the work of AMC in Africa. Definitely, this would be very useful. Now, in terms of getting all the materials that we need for the local languages, of course, we need to do a lot of typing. And this typing can be done by, I think, some of us here, even though they use, you know, the languages that they use. I say basically, apart from a few, you know, odd alphabets, very similar to English, like Chi, Ewe, Kiswahili, all this, basically, many of them are almost the same. But for the brothers and sisters to do this kind of work there, we have been finding it very difficult for them to do this work. Go there, we set them some work. After 6 months, they said, oh, this is what I've done, and it's not up to scratch. So an idea came about that we might have to do it here if possible. We could have people to help to type in the key in the letters or the words, and then they will be, and this will be edited by them. They don't have the facilities, you know, computer like you and me, and I having this and very fast computers. I tell you what, this is a miracle to, at least for the time being, all our brothers and sisters in Africa. So maybe this is an area we can help. What if in the future AMC has got some work to do, I think maybe you can, you know, if you are willing, then we can give you some work to help in this area before you set foot, you know, to Africa. That would be very useful. So the literary ministry, as far as we are concerned, actually is being done. It has been done. It's being done for the past number of years, but to no much, you know, effect. So I think this is something we have to maybe appeal to you to help. But in the long run, I think with the help of AMC, Bridget Cole will enlist people who are willing to help, and we will give you some work to do. What do you think of that? Wonderful. And the other kind of work that we can do, of course, as far as literary ministry is concerned, is obviously, you know what? We are here very special. But sometimes we forget that we are so special. Why? Because you know everything that I say, at least. I think, you know, whether it's right or wrong, every word that I say, you know. But to them, sometimes they don't grasp what you say. So you have to be very careful. And in the sermons that you give them, you know, truth that you present to them. So therefore, they need a lot of written materials if they were to learn the Word of God. For the past few years, you know, in the beginning, few years, you know, when God sent me to Africa, I did not give them any handout, not even one piece of paper, nothing for many years. But later on, I found it is impossible to teach, to train them if we don't give them any written work. So for the past, I think, 5 years, and then we have been giving handouts. And in other words, this again would demand literature, literal ministry. We have to give them, you know, for example, if you want to talk about a book, then you must give them handout. And the best thing is you can go through everything they have written slowly, and then they can absorb. This involves literal ministry. Somebody's got to do some work. And AMC, under the power of God, you know, with Joko, you know, guiding us, you know, along, and we have been also been pushed to do some writing about sermon outlines. Sermon outlines, this is something that I think some of the workers have been doing. And again, I mean, we have to thank God that the people who can help this kind of work are not full-time at all. For example, this publication just came out. Should have been out in year 2001. And sorry, is it 2001? 2002, I think. It just came out a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, whatever. But it's only a sample. This is giving just a copy. It's an idea. This is sermons anthology. Anyway, I'm talking about literary ministry. They need this. They need how to use the sermons so we can go through the sermons with them. And then, for example, this book has about 25 sermons. And they can use them after you have gone through them, you know, with the brothers and sisters. So we can have a copy of that anyway. I think if Deacon Luke has got a copy, then you can have one for your own reference as well if you want. So that in the future, what you can write, you know, as sermon outlines for the African brothers and sisters to use. So literary ministry is concerned. I think I'm sure you can involve in this. Any questions? Unless one of you is willing to learn Kiswahili. Spend 3 years, and then we send you to preach in Kiswahili. They would be wonderful. I'm not joking. This is serious. Because Kiswahili is very powerful. It's very useful. Because in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, all these neighboring countries do use the same language. So as, I think, Western India as well. Yeah, so as far as according to history, you know, the West people from US, India, West part of India went to East Africa, and then they were actually influenced to learn to use Kiswahili. Kiswahili is quite popular language. You know, if one of you is keen to learn languages, you know, this is one to pick up. So they can preach to a few countries at least. Maybe it's not, but either AMC can have one preacher who can preach in Kiswahili. I think it's wonderful. What do you think? There's an idea, literary ministry. And any questions? So you know what you can do for AMC? You can write sermon outlines. You can write stories. Contribute, you know, what you can do for the... When we talk about RE, the Religious Education, if we have got time, I think in the future, we'll talk a bit more about... Not in the future, I mean within this session, or tomorrow, or the day after, we can talk a little bit about that during a special topic session. So, if not, this is a report. Thank God.
I'm a bit nervous. Well, let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. Actually, I just got back. I didn't know that I have to speak now. Okay, but never mind. I'll do my best. Yeah. I'm assigned with the duty to do training in Africa. Right. I think I will tell you a few points concerning training in Africa. First, I will talk a bit about the history of training in Africa. I think most of the early workers, right, every time when they went to Africa, they did embark on some sort of training. Okay, I think the difference between now and then is that now we have AMC and our training is more systematic, right? I think the purposes or the purpose for training is this. We hope that in 2 or 3 years' time, the African countries, yeah, members in Africa such as Kenya or Ghana, they can run the church by themselves without our intervention. We just hope that we can train up more workers so they can really teach the church themselves. I think that is our main purpose. Right? So we hope that by the grace of God, within 2 or 3 years, right, they can become some sort of like independent. Right? I think that is our main aim of going there to teach them. For those who have been with us, yeah, or those who have heard about the testimony or the mission that we embark on in Africa, perhaps you have realized that our focus in the ministry has been shifted slightly to training. So every time that we go to Africa, we'll spend about five weekends there. Then we'll spend about 2 weeks specially to train up workers. Like in East Africa, our base of training is Kenya. In West Africa, our base of training is Ghana. Right? So every trip that we go, we'll spend at least 2 weeks to train them up. So we can see a shift of focus in our ministry. So we hope that within 2 or 3 years, they'll become independent. So that we will not be tied down by them all the time. Right, we hope that in the near future, we can go to other countries to do some pioneering work. Right. With regards to the contents of training, yeah, I think we will try to cover every book of the scriptures, right, from Genesis right to Revelations. Because we are not there all the time, so it might take a bit longer, basically to finish all the books. Okay, but that is our aim. Apart from that, we also hope to strengthen their basic belief, right? And also some lessons on cultivation, and also some put it this way, church management or how to run the church. Stuff like that, and all these lessons will be incorporated in the training. Okay, the lecturers, yeah, and all the AMC workers, those who go to Africa, they'll embark on training. All right. I think for this year we will go to West Africa to train up some of the existing divine workers. At present, there are about 6 existing workers, full-time workers in West Africa. So for this year, we will spend about 10 weeks to learn the Word of God together with the full-time workers. This year we find that our focus will be on Ghana. We hope that all these workers will be trained up as soon as possible. Right? And the lesson that we want to talk about for this year, yeah, I think Preacher Chin will talk about his favorite subject, Song of Songs. The True Church. That's his favorite. Wherever he goes, he talks about that. And he inspired many people, especially the African members. Okay. All right. And then, apart from that, he will also talk about Leviticus. Yeah. And then he will also talk about the 12 minor prophetic books, plus some doctrinal issues. As for myself, I will talk about Psalms, Ecclesiastes, or Proverbs. I think the most boring books in the scriptures. Okay, and plus Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, plus some doctrines. Okay, and so this is our plan for this year. If God's willing, next year maybe we'll do the same with the workers in East Africa. Right? So I think our main hope, the strategy of the AMC is that we'll go there and train them up. And after a few years, by the grace of God, we just, not say let go completely, but we'll allow the workers themselves to serve the Lord independently. We're hoping that in the future we can pioneer more areas. I think basically this is for training. Do you have any question that you want to ask? Or any lecture that you think you can teach in Africa, please feel free to contact me. What's that? So like that. Question. Some more either. Oh, R E. Okay. 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 There are, I think there are a few types of training. Yeah. The first one is RE training, okay, which is overs which is overseed by this preacher Timothy Young. Okay, he's the in charge of RE in Africa. So I think he has come up with this strategies, yeah? Or ways to set up the religious education system in Africa, right? And this is the report. No, we work together. Okay. All right. So, this is RE, okay? And apart from RE, we have full-time workers training, right? That's the second type. And the third one is we also started up courses like YTTC, right? It's basically for the youth, so, and also some convocation and seminars. So I think altogether there are about 3 to 4 types of training in Africa at present. Yeah. All right. So do you have any question that you want to ask? Any questions?
In one of the pages I read here, it talks about all the materials right now is adapting or modifying from the UST and also from Malaysia. Hmm. And could you give us a little bit about how much has been done and how much has
still going? Unfortunately, we have not even started yet.
Okay. But
we, we are planning to do it. Yes. Okay, what's Preacher Ko is saying that the USGA will send some RE textbook to us. For those who do not understand Mandarin, it's produced by USGA.
It should be pretty easy. It's downloadable. It's all in the electronic format. You can just download it. It can be worked out.
Okay.
If you're talking about the original electronic format, can be downloaded. Then from there, AMC could maybe on selected sections you want to modify to fit into the African cultures.
I think the problem that we are facing today is that we don't have many writers, right, who can really devote themselves to the writing of Ari text. I think that is the problem. No, I think to adapt it so that it suits the African churches. Right.
Typically, it's not the examples we given in the textbook. Because they may be using the Chinese culture. In Taiwan GA, their teachers they cite a lot of historical figures. Yeah. Okay. But when you use that one in the USA, you got to change it. You can use side the Chinese culture figures. The same thing, or maybe there are some major figures are in Africa, and then maybe they need to modify. But the basic doctrine is pretty the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
So the sections you want to modify maybe less than 10%.
We'll try to sort it out as soon as possible. Okay. Hey. Okay. Come over here.
No, please. Just to supplement the RE aspect. As Preacher Chang has just said, we need to find people to rewrite the textbook because unfortunately many of us, when we first go to Africa, we are very either idealistic or very high hope. But then after a while, then you realize that it is not as simple as it sounds or as you imagined. Take RE as an example while we're talking about RE. What you've got to realize is while we are being brought up with proper religious education, because, I mean, it's modeled on proper Western educational system, kindergarten, primary, secondary. Yes, they have that type of system in Africa as well. Children do go to schools as well. But in terms of RE, because they do not have proper RE system, and that is at the moment what AMC is trying to do, is trying to get them to establish a proper RE system like the one that we are so used to now, but they are still in the beginning or transitional stage, and because of lack of space, lack of education, Western educational background, etc., it becomes very difficult for them. For example, lack of space, that means that all children have to group into one class because they don't have classrooms. Lack of teachers, so all children have to group into one class because there are not enough teachers. You know, things like that makes things very difficult. We are used to maybe the biggest age gap in a particular RE class, maybe 2 or 3 years max. But in a typical African RE class, if there is such a thing, you might range from toddlers up to youths in the same class, and it becomes very difficult to teach. And the concepts and the things that we taught, that we're used to teaching, if you're an experienced teacher, is very difficult to be implemented in Africa, mainly because you cannot use the same concept, you cannot use the same language to teach there. So that's why eventually AMC does find out that we need to find someone to write special textbooks for them so that they can use it locally. And we once tries to use, say, get them to back to basic. That means that tell them to, you know, because, for example, in Ghana, okay, for many years, at least since 1998, I would say, okay, they have, or 1998, in the late 90s, early in the 2000s, they already have complete sets of the RE textbooks, but they found it impossible to teach because they cannot understand, or they do not know how to make use of the textbook to teach. And it's far too complicated for them, even for the, say, elementary textbooks. It becomes very difficult. So the next stage that we try to do is tell them, say, okay, forget our textbooks because all the stories are based on the Bible. So go back to basic, just use the Bible. They can't do that because, I mean, it's again, it's very difficult for them just to open the Bible and just tell a story. So eventually, you know, we do realize that they need textbooks, but it's a different type of textbooks that we're used to. I think I'll come to that later on anyway, but sorry.
Okay, any further questions that you want to ask? No.
现在是第一大部分的非洲现况。
So we have covered the main in the main we have covered the first section that is the current situation in African countries.
已经有报告，就是宣道族、训练族、行政族、文宣族。
We have already heard a report from the four departments that is evangelism, training, administration, and literal ministry.
那接下来就是什么？
What
is that?
That's the Dorcas.
Okay. How much time?
Right, I don't think we have been formally introduced. I was late because I just came in for lunch. Where there is food, there will be me. Right, so never late for lunch, but I was late for 15 minutes. Yes, my name is Michael Xu, H-S-U, and I come from Edinburgh. Just in case you have done some introduction this morning, I don't know, I've skipped that. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I missed that. So my name is Michael, okay? I come from Edinburgh. I hope to get to know you by the end of the week, hopefully. You know, got bad memories, so do excuse me. Right, in the name of the Lord Jesus I speak. First of all, I don't claim to be an expert in any way, shape or form, and I must admit that when I'm going to talk about Dorcas, I was only informed about this 4 hours ago, and I have frankly made no preparation for this little speech here. I was told to give a speech of half an hour, and I managed to negotiate it down to 15. Probably less, anyway. Right, Dorcas, as Preacher Cohen has explained, this is a temp job, okay? So this temp job only started last August when they had the last big AMC meeting. And it just so happened that I sort of sit in on it and, you know, look where it ended up. Dorcas, mainly because for a long time, there is a Dorcas... how many people are aware of the work of Dorcas Fellowship? Hello? 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 No. We need to start beginning then. 15 hours is more like it, rather than 15 minutes. No, no one is aware of Dorcas Fellowship. One. Great. Right. Let's start from the beginning, boys and girls. In the beginning, there was a group of people in Taiwan who are very interested in helping people who are less fortunate than themselves. So they formed this Dorcas Fellowship and they want to provide sort of like quote-unquote material help to our members. They started off with, as far as I can remember, in India, things like supporting our members' kids to go to school, that type of ideas. Anyway, eventually it evolved and it grew and got subsumed under IA, and now it's a very, very big thing and it's supposed to be a worldwide phenomenon. Shame that you don't know about it. What happened is they annually have a budget And last year, 2003, they asked people, well, for many years, they asked people, you know, if you need any help or if you know of anyone who needs any help, you know, you can always submit a request and, you know, they will see what they can do. Because for a long time, in the beginning, they have already tried to help the ministry in Africa. You know the electronic keyboards, the all singing, all dancing one. You know where all 530 hymns and also all the hymns all encoded into a little chip, and so you just press button and it will automatically play. You know that thing, right? Okay, right. So basically, when those things came out. When those things came out, they supplied a certain number to African churches. So for a number of years, we have been bringing those keyboards to Africa to help them. And also, separately, some brothers and sisters also donated money after they heard testimonies by preachers who have visited Africa. So some members might have donated some money for specific purposes in Africa. For example, a brother might donate some money in specifically buying Bibles because, you know, they heard preachers' testimonies that, you know, they cannot even afford their own Bible, etc. So these things have been going along for a few years. But now everything has been formalized, and so since this is the official letter. No, this is not the official letter. That's got nothing to do with it. Last year, AMC applied to Dorcas Fellowship for funds in order to build classrooms. The reason being, since 1979, since people have been to Africa, they realized that they, first of all, do not have a place to worship because of the background. You know, some of them are very poor, they don't have a chapel, etc. So for many, many years, IA have been literally pumping money into local building projects, trying to give them a place to worship God. We have success stories, and unfortunately, we have even more failures. What happens is, in the beginning, we built and we haven't got smart enough to secure title deeds and all the legal documents. And we just give money to the local people and says, here's money, go and build yourself a nice chapel so that you can worship. Fine. But because of all the legalities and all the formalities, we're not done them properly. So we have a lot of problems, particularly when, you know, people start to leave the church, or the whole congregation sort of decide to leave True Jesus Church and to follow some other denominations, etc. Along the way, the church building will sort of got lost, etc. You know, so first of all, now I'm glad to report that all the building projects that we're embarking on, we obviously now insist on all the legal documents and all the formalities to be done properly. Now, but in the beginning, because our main concern, or rather IA's main concern, is to get them a roof and four walls so that they can worship God in a building. So that's what they got, just four walls and a roof. It's fine for a few years that they have somewhere to worship. But now we realize, and we do realize, that the next problem comes along when we try to help them to establish RE. And so, because that is not really under, we cannot really seek funding under IRA. So separately, we applied funding under Dorcas Fellowship. And last year, they gave us something like $15,000, translated something like 9,000 something English pounds, to help them to build classrooms. And that's what happened during the AMC. We need to prioritize where and how to build. And then last year's trip, the most recent trip undertaken by Preacher TK and Preacher FF, they went to East and West Africa respectively, and they've already started on this to a certain extent. And I'm glad to report that it's going, hopefully, to be quite successful. because most members support are quite receptive to the idea. Although we try to give them a classroom of the simplest kind, but at least something is better than nothing. And for the past few years, Prichiko has been visiting Africa. He comes everywhere that he... I couldn't say everywhere, but for most places that he went, he tried to secure land for the local church because he does see that as that becomes an investment. And because when we build churches, we try to buy a bigger piece of land than necessary. Now we have the extra space to build the classrooms. And so since last August, I have agreed, bracket reluctantly, close bracket, to help with the Dorcas Fellowship to oversee the building projects, particularly to, in particular, the building of the classrooms. That's why it is a temp job, started in August, and to be quite honest, as Prichiko said, according to my conscience, I give this report, I haven't done a lot. But hopefully this year we will be able to spend some of the money that is sitting in a bank and translate those pound notes or US dollars into proper classrooms where members or children can sort of have space. Because at the moment, imagine if there is just one big hall in the church, then at the time when you're having service, either the kids have to join the main service or they have got to be led elsewhere, either outside under a tree or somewhere else to have classes taught. That's where, you know, I mean, the RE is a big problem. That's basically it. I think my 15 minutes is up. Anyway, any questions? No, good. Lovely. Kusada.
没有问题，这个构想哈，是因为我们传道哈，一般来讲的话，会请他，是因为他是好像是以前做建筑的嘛，那目前我们这几个大的会堂也是他去那边，这过程很复杂的，要盖一个房子不容易了，那你欢迎。 那比如说我们奈及利亚
For example in Nigeria
我们在回顾的第二大阶段我们会再谈到就是我们几乎以前所有的会堂一个都没有留着
I mean we're going to mention this more in the second session for example in Nigeria most of the buildings that most of the chapels that we constructed are no longer us are no longer there
这很悲哀的事情
And it's a very sad thing
我们看到那里我们都哭了我们自己去
Yeah, when we go and visit, we
看到以前传那边我们的工人去辛苦盖起来那有的很大那又有那个工人宿舍他赶你走啊不是你的
Yeah, because buildings constructed by previous co-workers some are very big projects with accommodation for workers, etc. Now, you know, we're being chased out of the chapel.
So 1997,以前你奉献的在奈及利亚的所有的土地啦,那个教堂啊,我们一个都没留着。
So prior to 1997, all the donations went towards land, buildings, chapels, etc. They're no longer there.
这刚刚那个杨大哥也讲了，就是 Michael Yang 他说这是学习费吧，那我们就把它当这样子了，学习啊，要缴学费嘛。
So just now, Brother Yang that says that you know we have got to pay a tuition fee. So that is part of the fee that we have to pay.
我们上次去年在一个就特别的这个工作就是。 建会堂或是建 RI classroom 这个事情。
So we have to have specific projects concerning the building of classrooms, RE classrooms.
那你也可以看出，非洲你要帮忙是多方面的了，各方面的。
And you can see that if you want to help in African ministry, it is a multifaceted. It is multifaceted anyway.
宗教教育啦，
哦。In terms of our religious education，
盖会堂啊，
church building，
甚至有学法律的，我们去那边有人吃我们钱，怎么样打官司要回来？
哦，什么 lawyers？
有时候我们没办法，也是需要。如果有人的话，我们有一个 special case 哈，我们是看怎么办。那如果没有的话，我们就放着啦。
So sometimes, if in special cases, we might need lawyers to go to court in order to claim our money back, etc.
有时候我们只是去吓他。要不，如果你那外邦人呢、啊、哈，要抓你去那个什么那个法院，哈，吓得要命。我们不晓得怎么办了、啊，你就。
So sometimes
吓他，他也是很吓。
We take people to court, but I mean, frankly, we don't even know what to do.
前几天我去啊。他吃我们钱了，抓你去啊！他来求你，拜托别，我走了，他也感觉、哎、你没办法嘛，我还不晓得怎么办了，你叫我去告他，我怎么去啊？
啊、so for example, a few years ago, you know, for example, you know, if someone you know has taken your money and you say that, oh, I'm going to take you to the police or take the court, they might come, they might be scared, but once they realize that you're gone, you can't do nothing about it.
好，那现在这个。到这里的多加这个层面已经结束了哈，有没有什么问题？你有没有问题的话，我们要接下去就是从西非开始，一个国家一个国家介绍，就是有几个教会，那情况怎么样，就更地铁了来介绍。
So now we go into more detail.
那会给你看幻灯片这样。
We now go into more detail and introduce to you and different countries and the situations pertaining to a particular country.And hopefully we'll have some slides as well.
好，如果没有的话，那我们就请西非先开始。
So we'll start with West Africa.
Jesus, we're going to give a brief but rather detailed report on West Africa countries where we have the True Jesus Church. As we mentioned, the True Jesus Church started to be spread in Africa, now in Nigeria, in year 1979. And as we go along, we just give you a few clips of some of the pictures, and there are some pictures.But if you want to see more pictures, or maybe you have to do them tomorrow. But let's look at West Africa, the map. Huh?
The map.
Because we're talking about the... If you look at Ghana, right, Ghana. Huh? Okay, Ghana...Oh, that is the country, oh, Ghana. And in Ghana, we have, of course, Accra is the capital of the country. And the surrounding places are mostly not here. The places that we have got the churches are not in this map at all. Hard to find, oh. Accra is... I don't think you need this anyway. Hey, let's see. Oh, here. You can do it like this. Accra, this is Accra, isn't it? That's the capital.ACCR, huh? Of the capital. No, it's okay. I think they can see it anyway. Now, so how many places we have got in Accra where we have got the True Jesus Church? Up to now, we have got about 20. Oh, 20 places. At least 20 places. And quite a few of them are actually newly pioneered cities or villages or towns in Ghana.In Accra, I think we have got it's the biggest church building in Africa, I suppose, is in Accra. I know it's the most beautiful one anywhere physically. Have you got a picture of that? It's not easy, is it? A pig farm, yes. Can you show that? Just to tell them a little bit about that. The picture, this building was built about at least more than 10 years ago. But that consumed a lot of money. At least my estimate was at least about a few times more than needed. Because the last two buildings that, by God's grace, the last two classrooms that I, you know, with God's help, we spent only about 13 days. I mean, the members spent only about 13 days. I myself with another preacher, and we only spent about 1.5 days supervising, and that cost only £1,000, two classrooms. Well, this one cost about $40,000 about 10 years ago, which is quite a lot of money. Well, some of the money, of course, disappeared, you know, but never mind. I'm talking about this is a very good building. And these are the workers. The most recent picture that we have got for the 6 of them are actually full-time workers. Full-time workers. We have got this is inside the building, inside the church building. And this is one of the longest-serving full-time worker. I think food washing, of course. I think there are some inside. Doesn't matter. This is another, this one now. This is inside the chapel, and at the back here actually is the place where we sleep. If you go to Africa, you'll stay in that room, a number of rooms there, which are used by the missionaries, i.e. the IAMC send workers. So this is in Pig Farm. The membership, more than 100 members in this church. And there's a miracle anyway. There was a big problem, you know, a number of years ago, but it's been rectified, and therefore the membership begins to grow. And this church, we have got, is very resourceful in terms of youngsters. For example, last time when I was there, a number of 2 or 3 months ago, we have quite a lot of truth seekers and also a lot of youngsters who are very keen to preach the word of God. So they have got EPG and everything. Huh? So this is Pig Farm. Of course, we can't show you all the places in Ghana where we've got Truth Church. The distances between different places vary from about possibly 45 minutes to about 3 to 4 hours or 4 or 5 hours drive by car. You know. So I think altogether, the membership, it's not very easy to estimate. We've been telling the members to, the workers to give us estimate of the members. And I think organization must be strengthened. This is another area we have to help them. So the number of people, believers, among these 20 places in Ghana would range from about 15 to over 100 members in all the areas. About 15 to more than 100 members. In other words, you can find a place maybe have about 15 members, or 20, or 40, 50, or you know. But we thank God. The reason, for the past recent years, the church, the true church in Ghana, has been growing, with a lot of dedicated workers, you know, from AMC, you know, and also some of the local workers now are very keen to serve the Lord, you know, more wholeheartedly. So this is Ghana. And maybe we can look at this this building at the 64. This is the building, this is the two classrooms here, it was built a few months ago. And it started off with a forest, if you like. And then within 1 day it was cleared. And then this is, if you like, 90%, they have just got to put the roof up. And that is two classrooms. And that, as I mentioned, this is in a place in Ghana. That place is called Saponso number 2, actually. And this brother is very keen to serve God. So using his expertise and a few other workers employed by him, within 13 days, this is actually less than, it's about 10 days, I think, So on the 13th day, everything was completed. So that was using Tokyo's fellowship money, 1,000 and a few pounds, I think. And all the details can be seen in the report. So I think it can work. The way we did this was, by the way, you know, it's just a miracle because it's not easy. It involves quite a bit of dedication to go around checking the prices. You've got to have some way to do it anyway, means, ways and means, so that we are not cheated, right? And that can be done. If this can be done, I'm sure future projects, when Michael Hsu goes, you know, it can be done. But we must know the people there, some of the experts who actually are, you know, trained in building trade. And we have got quite a few in Ghana, TJC members, trained builders. They are called machines in Africa. They're called machines. In other words, they are able to build and everything. So the whole purpose of building this is, of course, because the membership there is not very big at all. It's only about 30-something, 35 to 40. And these two classrooms can be used as a worship place before dividing into two classrooms. It's about 12 by 24, even bigger than this place. So it can be used temporarily as a worship place. As the membership grows in the future, of course, then this will be used as classrooms, possibly with additions of further classrooms. And then we need another chapel, of course, that can be done in the future. So this is the strategies that we have been following. And we thank God, of course, you know, we thank God that fellowship, Douglas Fellowship has been helping us in this. And, oh, by the way, this is the place that we stay. I've been staying there almost, this is my 10th year. You know, I've been staying in that room. This year is the 10th year if I were to go there. I've been going there two times. It's not bad, as you see. This is a sister. I saw her growing from a little baby. And she helps us to tie it up a little bit, you know. And that is the room for ISN workers. It is a palace. If you ask Preacher Chong, he said, it's a palace. We come here, it's a palace because it's got water, it's got light. Got shower, you got toilets. Oh, it's very important, toilets. You can go to places whereby you don't have water, no electricity, no toilets. Okay, what else you want to see? These are other places anyway. But tomorrow, if you've got time, maybe in the day after, we can show you some video clips of some of the actual, you know, things happening in Africa. And the sing you can see, you know, with on wall instruments. This is night time. Okay. This is something else. This one is actually in another country. It's in another country. This is in Togo. This one is very keen. Not baptized yet. And after learning the truth, we tested him whether he knew how to preach, and he was able to preach everything that we said. Oh, wonderful. So we hope God will pray for him, huh? So that when we go next time, this time, in the very near future, he has, this church building belongs to him, actually, by the way. Can you see how good that is? Oh, this is another place, of course. Oh. Anyway, this is just a glimpse of some of the places in Africa. Let's come to talk a little bit about... Sorry, thumbs up. The next country, huh? Liberia. Okay, I'll just say a few words about Liberia anyway. Liberia, as we have seen from the map, in the brothers and sisters there are being deprived of a lot of essentials because of the wars, the civil wars, which has been going on for years, you know. Okay. Okay, I think we better call it, I call it a day, and then we talk about it tomorrow if we've got time.